Hi, here's another Outside the Box, which I hope you'll listen to very carefully. Today's topic is, what did you say? I used to do an exercise with people when we talked about the process of group discussions. The group would establish a rule. If you disagree with something another person says, you have to agree with something they said before you could state your disagreement. That rule forced people to listen to at least enough of what the other person was saying to be able to find something they could support if they wanted to say what they disagreed with. It meant they had to look for at least a glimmer of shared truth. This little exercise is really about active and focused listening, the ability to hear what someone else is saying without being self-absorbed in what we want to or have to say to them. There are various methods and programs that encourage listening as an act of respect and of ensuring that another person gets attention and the opportunity to speak their piece. I once participated in what was called a listening project, door-to-door in a nearby town. I had a list of questions on a specific issue, in this case, equal rights for people of different sexual orientations, and just listened to the responses. No comments or breaking in by me. People feel more at ease in talking, even with someone they don't know or who might disagree with them, if they can talk without fear of debate or interruption. It helped me to understand why people felt the way they did, whether I agreed with them or not. Reevaluation counseling, also called co-counseling, is another program where two people talk with each other, but one is expected to just listen while the other talks. The goal is for the listener to give complete attention to the speaker. Then the roles are reversed, so both get the attention they might not otherwise get in other parts of their lives. There are plenty of good techniques for hearing another person with real respect. I've experienced and tried repeat backs, where a listener repeats back to the speaker in summarized form what they've said. I've watched the speaker's body language and emotions and listened to their inflections, and I've tried to put aside my own feelings while listening to others. There are a lot of situations where being a good listener is more important than anything a person could say. Staffing a hotline for mental health or domestic violence. Counseling clients. Being a sounding board for a friend or family member in a crisis. Or giving attention to a child or someone who isn't always listened to with respect. There are different groups based on what's called compassionate listening, active listening, nonviolent communication, and genuine listening. They all vary a little in how the listening is done. But the point is for people to give a lot of attention to how they listen to others. Have you ever done the exercise of agreeing with something another person said before disagreeing with them? Did it work for you? If you never did that, would you consider trying it now? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll at least look for agreements and outside-the-box features before you rip me to shreds for all the dumb things you think I'm saying.